Busy and healthy are not mutually exclusive. You can be busy and incredibly healthy. And today's podcast is all about letting go of excuses, letting go of the busy thing being the thing that keeps us stuck. This podcast is designed for working moms, but let's face it, if you don't have a quote unquote job that pays you, and if you're home with littles, that's even harder and a more thankless job. So I know that you will glean some ideas from today's podcast. So tune in and let's make a plan and get you excited to eat good food all the time because you are a fit mom. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. Okay, I know you're tired of falling off that bandwagon, and I know that you're tired of starting over and going back to that section of your closet that you don't want to be in again with all the clothes that you don't love because you feel like you blew it again. And maybe it's confusing about what to eat, and you go in this I'm hungry and I binge cycle, and you're afraid of what to eat. I get it, mama. And I especially know that you're tired of letting your emotions get the best of you while you're using food as a coping mechanism. And maybe you're like so many of the women who tune into this podcast, you're tired of hiding, and you sometimes wonder what life would be like if you could just stop struggling with this weight struggle. So the time is now to hop in to what we have going on. Let go of that up and down because it's time, drum roll please, for a comeback, specifically a comeback weight loss intensive for you for free. We are hanging out together for 3 days starting April 22nd, and I'm going to teach you the Fit Mom's way for weight loss so you will be well on your way to seeing the scale drop and learning how to do it for good. So go down to the show notes. You'll see the link to sign up for the Comeback Weight Loss Intensive. We start April 22nd. You are not going to want to miss this. It is yours for free. You have to register to join us, and I will see you there. So I have a lot of roles. I am a physician assistant. Recently, I've been picking up a shift or so a week at one of our local prompt cares. And these are long days. These are 11 plus hour shifts. And of course, I'm working on my Kingdom Fit Moms business and community. I homeschool my kids, so my kiddos that I school are 7 and 5. I'm attempting to keep my house clean, and systems have helped a ton with that. But I'm a working mom, even though I don't have a typical 9 to 5. And you may have a job that you go to daily, or you may be a homemaker, or maybe you homeschool, but you work in some way. You are a working mom. And if you're my friend in this community, you'd probably consider yourself short on time, or at least your time is full. You know, I sometimes joke, like I can't even remember the last time, I literally cannot remember the last time that I sat down to just watch a show for fun, unless it was Blippi or Wing Feather Saga or something like that with my kids. I mean, sometimes we'll have movie night, but I'm saying like when my husband and I, it's funny to think about, right? You get in different seasons of life and you're like, what did we even used to do? We lived in St. Louis when we were first married, and my husband was going to PT school down there. And I was new in my career as a PA, and you know, I worked a 40-hour week, and then my husband was in school all the time. So I had some girlfriends down there, and we would go out and play in Forest Park. If you're a St. Louis person, you know what I'm talking about. And you know, we'd go out and just live it up a little bit because, you know, what else do you do when you don't have kids? And it's just funny to think about how I considered myself, I guess, relatively busy at the time. But now it's a whole nother level because, you know, you have your job, whatever that is, and then you have your other jobs, which are the unpaid jobs. And even if you are a stay-at-home mom, you have the job of keeping your house clean, and then you have the jobs of parenting and meeting your kids' needs and meeting your husband's needs. So all that to say is I feel you. And no matter what season you're in, life will be busy. Especially if you are a kingdom-minded woman and you're trying to fulfill God's purposes in your life, there's so much work to be done. And we should probably have a whole nother conversation around boundaries, right? Because you can fill your time way too full, and that can definitely inhibit, you know, how much time you have to be healthy. But my point is today, hopefully you're walking in your lane. You are doing the things that God has called you to do in this season so that you're not stepping outside your boundaries. You're living within those boundaries, but your time is full. And I just wanted to create a podcast to encourage you again that even in the thick of life, you can be healthy. And if you don't believe me, you can come hang out, be a little fly on the wall in our home, because my husband and I, we have a lot going on, as I've shared. And I thought it would be kind of fun to just share, first of all, how I eat and what I have been doing for snacks lately, whether I'm at home or in the office. And I'll kind of go over both examples for you. And you can hop on down to the show notes as well. I'll have the links to some of these things to just make it easier for you to go stock up your pantry with lots of real food snacks so that you can eliminate any excuses. And we do have a lot of women in our Fit Moms communities that I work with who are shift workers of some kind, specifically in the medical field. And I understand that when you are gone all day, you have to really think ahead. You have to prepare that food. If you're gone even Monday through Friday, I've been in those jobs as well. You have to have a day where you are thinking about bulk prepping so that, I mean, unless you really want to be spending every night preparing food, you have to have some things prepped in advance. But today we're specifically talking about snacks. So at Prompt Care, you know, this is an 11-hour shift for me, and some days are relaxing, but most days aren't. And so the idea of actually having a 15-minute lunch break doesn't usually happen, but maybe 5 minutes. But I do have small pockets of time on most days, and I just plan ahead thinking about, okay, how can I eat things that are good for scarfing food down in case we are very busy, okay? So a few of my favorite snacks. So nuts are like the easiest thing. So I love cashews. Those are my favorite. So I always bring a bag of cashews, and the nice thing is they have fat and protein, so they're filling. And then if you are a Trader Joe's fan, they have these everything bagel mixed nuts that have, I think it's almonds and cashews, and they're also delicious. So I highly recommend those. I'm a big fan of the Chomps meat sticks. So of all the different type of meat sticks, those are some of the cleanest. And I don't like the turkey ones, personal preference, but I do really like the beef ones. So get a quick little bit of protein. Ants on a log are kind of fun, and then you can make some for your kids to have too. It kind of is like a nice sweet treat. I have been experimenting lately also with chia seed pudding. So the recipe that I just made the other day, I took a bag of frozen raspberries, one of those littler bags, and I put them in the blender, and I added some coconut milk and just pureed it. I let the raspberries thaw a little bit because when they were frozen, it didn't quite give me the right texture. So put them in there, let them thaw for 20 minutes, add in the coconut milk, and then you can puree it. And so it comes out kind of like ice cream. And then I put it in a jar. I added chia seeds and then I stirred it around. I added a little bit of vanilla too, and I just let it soak overnight. And chia seeds, I have an episode that I can link back as well, and I talk about just the benefits of chia seeds, but they expand and they have this gelatinous type material. And so it kind of creates a pudding texture. It's delicious. So I took that with me and I had that, I think I had it for dinner a few shifts ago. Another easy thing that you can have really anytime is a kiwi. And the nice thing, okay, I'm kind of weird about in Prompt Care, I like to think of food also that I don't have to put my hands on because it's just germy there. And so with the kiwi, you can just cut it in half and then scoop out the fruit inside. And the nice thing is if you've been in one of my Real Food Resets or you've heard me talk about the benefits of kiwi, you actually have more vitamin C than many other fruits, even more so than an orange. 3 kiwi a day gives you the recommended daily dose of vitamin C, but it's almost near impossible to overdose on vitamin C. So kiwi's awesome. You could also do protein balls where you mix oats and peanut butter or almond butter. You can add in some protein powder, chia, flax seeds, and then honey, and then you mix them all together in a big bowl. It's nice and sticky. If you want your kids' hands to get dirty, you could have them kind of scrunch up all the oats and all the things I just mentioned. And sometimes I'll even add in like chocolate chips or something for my kids, and those are a nice snack as well. Yesterday, at the time of recording this, yesterday I had a prompt care shift and I brought a smoothie with me. So I have a Ninja and I put in my protein powder. I use some almond milk and just berries in this one. And then I have one of those single serve blenders. And so I put it in there and I didn't even take the lid off. It was so easy. It was ready to go. And then probably 5 hours into my shift, I ate the smoothie or drank the smoothie rather. And just shook it up and it was good to go. You know, sometimes if you have a smoothie and you let it sit too long, it can get kind of gross. But for some reason, these single serve smoothie container things, they can go on a Ninja. I'm sure any blender would have the attachment, but it kind of just makes it better. I don't know. So anyway, with my smoothie, I'm really loving Chobani protein. It's a plant-based, really clean version. A protein. I also add in collagen from Vital Proteins, and sometimes I also add collagen in my coffee. Frozen fruit, like I said, the almond milk I've been using is Malk. If you look at your almond milk, if you are a plant-based milk drinker, go look at what you're drinking because a lot of them have a lot of additives, preservatives that aren't ideal, but this brand specifically is really good. So make sure that you're not getting something with a lot of xanthan gum and all the different preservatives. They're just not great. And then leftover greens is another thing that I often add to my smoothie. Okay, so those are some ideas to hopefully help you to get creative if you are outside the home and you need some snacks. Now, of course, you could always have protein. You could have apples and peanut butter, almond butter, or some carrots and celery with hummus, or really any type of vegetable with hummus. So you're getting a little bit of that protein fat with your fruit and vegetable. So finding a good combination like that is easy peasy as well. Okay, so if I'm home and I have more time, I tend to go for more of like the hummus and veggies type of a snack. I have also been loving this combination where I'll take plain yogurt, I'll add in some almond butter and frozen fruit and let the frozen fruit melt. It's delicious. It tastes like pie, specifically berries. Olives are one of the faves in our family. My kids are obsessed with black olives. They're not my fave. I prefer the green olives with the garlic in the inside. So we always buy those. And Trader Joe's, again, has an amazing olive. So highly recommend those. Sometimes I'll pair olives with a few of the gluten-free Nut Thin crackers. And just today, so I was short on time today. We had our kids' co-op. And so I packed a bowl full of edamame. And I use the everything bagel seasoning. You can use whatever your favorite is, but Epicure, again, if you're not familiar with Epicure, it's a seasoning. Basically, it's a company to help meals become easier, and all their seasonings are clean. So again, go look at the labels of your ranch or your taco seasoning, and you're gonna see a bunch of things that you can't pronounce unless you're getting good quality products. So Epicure is my fave. I will put a link below so you can check it out as well, but edamame with everything bagel seasoning is delicious. My daughter, who's 5, she eats a lot like I do, like more plant-based. We eat meat. It's not my fave. But she ate 2 bowls of edamame with this everything bagel seasoning. And so that was really exciting. Sometimes she continues to surprise me with the things that she loves to eat. Also, if I'm at home and I need a snack, I will eat leftovers and just eat it in a smaller portion. If it's snack time. So you don't have to overthink this. Just have something that you cooked for dinner and have a little bit later for a snack. Another delicious snack is sliced cucumbers. And you can take avocado and spread it on top like you would, you know, avocado toast. And then put some of the Epicure guacamole seasoning. Now again, of all the seasonings of Epicure, their guacamole seasoning is amazing. And you may have heard me talk about this before. We love it on our egg, spinach, tomato, avocado combo. It just puts, it's like icing on top of the cake. It's so good. So highly recommend that. The another snack, if you're in more of a mood for something sweet, this one's a lot of fun and your kids will definitely love this. So go get some yogurt, probably flavored, or you'll have to flavor it with something to make it a little bit sweeter. And you add blueberries and just kind of mix it all together. Get a baking sheet, put some parchment paper on it, and then make little piles of yogurt. I don't know, like the size of, I don't know, just like maybe a quarter cup or so. And then put it in the freezer. If you want to make it more of a dessert, you can drizzle some melted chocolate on it too. And it is so good. So my favorite is pairing a low sugar lemon yogurt with blueberries inside, putting it in the freezer, and it tastes, again, seriously delicious. So you will thank me for that one. So I'm curious. I have babbled on about my favorite snacks that I'm loving right now. Hopefully you will feel inspired by them, but I'm curious what your favorites are. And I would love if you hopped into the Kingdom Fit Moms Facebook group and shared your favorite real food snacks, how you eat well when you're in a hurry, either at home or at the office or wherever you are during the day. And then before you forget, hop down to the show notes and go sign up for our brand new challenge called The Comeback Weight Loss Intensive that starts on April 22nd. I'll see you there and I'll see you inside our free Facebook community. Hey, Fit Mom. If this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.